Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Well, thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Great to be back. And Gary, do you realize how fast time goes by that it's been a whole month since we've been on the air together?
Really?
A whole month. November 23rd was the last time.
Yeah, I did it last week. You did it the week before.
And on November 30th, I was watching football.
Oh, that's right. You were playing.
I played hooky.
You were being pajama boy.
So the fact that we haven't been together in a month prompts me to sing "Reunited and It Feels So
Dude.
Good."
What did you do? What did you do with that money for singing?
I had a whole shtick plan, but I thought, no, I'm not going to lay that on you. That's pretty bad, huh? Peaches and Herb, man, they rock.
Peaches and Herb, dude. That takes me way back.
Back to the show, Solid Gold.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do. I used to watch it. Yeah, all right. You're going to get me in trouble.
They really don't rock, but, you know, it's just part of our humor.
Well, welcome back. Good to be back. It was tough last week doing it via the Skype. Derek managed to get me through it, but, boy, that was tough. So.
You're like a Marine. You compensated, overcame, and, you know.
We conquered somehow or another. I haven't heard it, so we'll see.
I heard it. It sounded pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Good. Well, that comes out of the laptop microphone. That's what I was
technology. You got to love it.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's take care of business. Our sponsor this half hour is Pawn to You. Are you paying high interest rates on your credit card debt? Are you having a hard time making those monthly payments? If so, call the guys at Pawn to You. For collateralized business and personal loans, you can get a loan based on your valuables at a percentage rate that's less than what you're probably paying on your credit cards. So, you know what? Call the guys at Pawn to You, 734-389-5228. That's 734-389-5228. Or go to pawntoyou.com, www.pawntoyou.com. Or you can just email them, pawnloans@yahoo.com. That's pawnloans@yahoo.com. And it's, you know what? In this environment, sometimes you need quick cash, and working with these guys is the way to do it. They're professionals. They're discreet. They'll come to your home or business, and you don't have to worry about it. So,
yeah, if you have some junk collecting dust, you know, it might be somebody else's treasure that you can get a little bit of cash for, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the idea.
Absolutely. You know, you never know what you've got in your garage. You really don't. So, or
raccoons,
whatever.
Skunks, all kinds of stuff.
But anyways, call the guys at Pawn to You. They'll get you out of a jam if you need it, or if you just need an infusion for your business. That's the way I look at it. I could certainly use a cash infusion for my business. You know. What we do at the Daily Drift, or the Drift on radio on Saturdays, is go over the news that we put on the Daily Drift all week long for you to peruse and stay educated with. So we've got a bunch of things to cover today, and of course we'll do our fair share of bashing of those
that deserve bashing?
The politicians that we dislike because they're in it for the wrong reasons or are selfish or whatever. But probably one of the big ones that bothered me this week, and we're going to start out flat out with the Clintons, right?
Well, you know, they're my favorites, especially Hillary.
You and me both, brother.
And when I hosted the show, that was something I really wanted to dig in deeper than I did, but I went after Hillary Clinton because that needs to be talked about because the money's already being collected in the super PACs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's coming out more and more about, you know, the positioning to make her our next president, which I think is an outrage. And what are there, 8 wonders in the world or whatever? This would be the 9th wonder of the world if she became president.
Yeah.
Because
there's
no justification whatsoever. Yeah, none.
You know her biggest supporter is probably George Soros, right? And George Soros hasn't got anybody's best interest in mind except his own. So call it what you want. We know that he's one of the big supporters of her super PACs. So if you think George Soros is a good guy, you better do some more reading.
Well, I think your average Joe Schmo on the street is going to love her too because they're thinking – you know, when the Clintons were in office, wrongly so, they're thinking the debt was paid off.
Yeah.
And then George Bush has brought all the debt back.
Yeah.
Well, you talk to people, you know, they believe that.
Yeah. Don't thank Clinton for that. I mean, he was helpful, but it was Newt Gingrich that everyone bashed during the last election, right?
Well,
but Newt Gingrich was the guy that took Clinton by the hand and said, hey, let's work together and make things right. And they did.
Right. They held Clinton to fiscal responsibility, but the debt was never paid off. But if you talk to people, they believe that.
Yeah.
You know, there are trillions of dollars of debt rang up at that point. And if you talk to anybody on the street, that thinks they know something, they will tell you that Bill Clinton paid off all the debt and then George Bush brought it all back.
Well, for all you people who believe that the Democrats and Bill Clinton was the be-all and end-all of great Democratic politicians, you might want to think twice, especially if you're a blue-collar guy who is working for a living or is currently maybe unemployed and looking to get back to working for a living. Bill Clinton did an interview with Hispanic television this week, and Bill and Hillary are two peas in a pod. You get one, you get the other, and vice versa. And so if you elect Hillary Clinton, this is probably what you're going to get, because here's her husband. He'll be the first husband if she gets elected. First husband. Isn't that just rolls off, doesn't it? He's the first husband. You're going to get this because he wants immigration to increase in this country while we've got millions and millions of people unemployed. You can say what you want about unemployment going down. That's because people are leaving the workforce. They're not just getting
giving
jobs.
Up.
Yes, they're giving
and
up.
Now they're on disability.
Yes, or they're going
fraudulently
on disability.
So, yeah.
But let's listen closely to what Bill Clinton had to say this week about immigration. You got that first track, Derek? Let's roll.
Because I still remember Hillary promising that she was going to introduce immigration reform during the first 100 days. So could she have done a better job on immigration than President Obama? Her idea was the first 100 days.
It's just not fruitful. It wasn't gonna happen. Not fruitful to go back over that ground. The a lot of people who didn't vote in the 2010 election who could have voted could have done a better job, and we'd have a different Congress, and we would have immigration reform. So, you know, I think this is not a fruitful line of inquiry. I wish that all these members of Congress who oppose immigration reform and who feel threatened by it had been with me on my recent trip to Asia, and they in Japan and China, where they're worried about the population growth just coming to a halt and what it's going to do to them economically. And I think it would give a lot more energy to immigration reform in America. We're going to have to do it because it's the only way to keep our country growing, and the sooner we do it, the better. I haven't given up all hope that we can get enough Republican votes to pass a decent bill.
Not this year, right?
I don't know. Next year is the election year, not this year, 2013. 2014, maybe.
Okay.
Immigration reform, amnesty for uneducated Mexicans and whoever else, terrorists coming across the border, is going to cause America to grow?
Yes. Well, that, you know,
wow.
That's the Democratic ideal of it's economic retardation. These people have no idea that just bringing in low-income wage earners, it's going to make the country grow. No, it's not. At what point do bringing – and I hate this. I'm not being disrespectful. You're either an American patriot, a person who goes out, works, does your community some good, or you're an American parasite. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I agree.
You're a parasite if you come to this country and you're not working. And I'm not trying to generalize, because some immigrants are good. Many immigrants are good. And including there's probably some illegal people who come here and they work their butts off. Those people, I understand, they're in a bind. It's a quandary. We want to help them. But having a wholesale immigration reform that just brings in tons and tons of more people is not going to make this country grow. It's going to make the government grow, but it will not make the country grow.
Here's what reform means to me. It means that we don't have the political will and solidarity in this country to enforce the laws that are on the books right now. So we're going to just cave because we can't, in our minds, do anything else but let them in anyway. So let's just change the wording of the law so that what's happening illegally right now anyway now becomes not so embarrassing to us, because it's now written to allow what's happening against what should be happening, against our will right now.
Right.
Does that make, I mean, I don't know if I made any sense with that.
Sure does.
We're just caving. That's the bottom line.
Yes, it's exactly.
So let's make it formal.
It's kind of like speed limits. They tried dropping us down to 55 miles an hour to save, allegedly, that was to save gas. But nobody paid attention to 55 mile an hour speed limits on the freeway. So it ended up going back to 70.
Just like nobody pays attention to the texting laws while driving. And we get into that. We've already done that. But, yeah, let's formalize the failure of our ability to secure our border.
Right.
That's all it is.
That's all I'm asking for. You know, I'm not against reform. But before you do anything else, enforce existing law, close the doggone border. Build the. You want a jobs program? Build that double-walled fence, moat, whatever system you're going to use, from the Gulf of Mexico in Texas to the Pacific Ocean in California, and man it properly. Give those Border Patrol agents the help they need. Put more guys on the line. Use the National Guard. I don't care what you do, but do something. Close the border.
Put the Boy Scouts out there.
Yes, and I'm not saying that just to be mean to poor people who want to come over and pick vegetables for a living. Okay? There are terrorists coming across that border.
Right. It's another part of the equation of we don't know who's coming across because the border isn't secure, but also because maybe good people are coming across illegal. It's still illegal.
It's still illegal. It is. And there should be a, you know, I can understand that point. But before you tackle amnesty or do
and that's
anything,
what reform means.
Yes. Before you do any of that, close the border. Because the minute you say, all right, we're going to take care of the 15, 12, or 20 million people that are here and give them a pathway to citizenship, you got to close the border. Because the minute you say, yes, it's okay, we're going to give you the pathway, the flawed start. It's already starting.
And, you know, isn't it a form of racism in the sense that this Hispanic television personality on the Hispanic cable, you know, whatever it is, he has an interest in having fellow Hispanics come across the border, right? The, quote, reform. Well, what if it was all Caucasians in Mexico? Would you have this same Hispanic guy caring? Or maybe he'd be saying, you know what? We need that border secure. I'm saying it's a form of racism in that the only reason they want these people to come across is because they're fellow Hispanics.
Yeah. Well, what they should be
doing. They were whites or blacks or whatever, they'd say forget.
They should be more worried about increasing the level of the ability for them to live better there in Mexico. And I'll tell you what I did see that excited me this week. The government of Mexico is taking the regulations off of the oil industry in Mexico. So private companies can now go down into Mexico and begin drilling. You want to talk about dropping gas prices.
Until they're nationalized again 10 years from now.
Well, exactly. That's what happens when you're in a third world country.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, those kind of things happen. Hopefully, that won't happen again.
Like in Venezuela, Russia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get suckered in, you invest billions of dollars, and then they take it from you.
Right. Well, we're going to take a break. Derek, when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Clintons. So is he ready for me? Yeah, we're going to go into a break. Here he goes.
Derek's juggling over there.
He's juggling.
Yeah. Oh, while we're waiting, you know, Pastor Rick, if you're listening, I think you are, I haven't forgotten about your Lions predictions. We addressed that when I hosted the show a couple weeks ago.
You're going to have to talk to me when we come back about that.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Derek, we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Wham Talk 1600 is Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse. Conservative talk from intelligent, informed hosts every weekday. Wake up with Bill Bennett's Morning in America, a daily dialogue with men and women all across America. Intelligence, candor, and goodwill. 6 a.m. to 9, right here on Wham. From 9 to noon, you get the third highest radio program in America, the Glenn Beck Program. Glenn is one of America's leading multimedia personalities. He'll entertain as he shares his thoughts on the latest insanity in the political arena. At noon, you get 3 hours of Laura Ingraham, the most listened to woman in political talk radio, with your healthy radio addiction. Then at 3, it's the one and only Theron X with On the Edge. Theron blasts the politicians on the left, the right, and wherever they're not following the Constitution. On the Edge, weekdays 3 p.m. to 6, right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
My kids and I need to make every penny count. We can't afford to promote partisan politics like my union was doing with my union dues. And they said I had to pay the dues or lose my job. Fortunately, the U.S. Supreme Court has said that no American worker can be compelled to support a union's political activities with forced union dues. The National Right to Work Foundation gave me free legal aid so I could get my money back. They can help you, too. Call 800-336-3600 or visit nrtw.org.
This is Derek Stone reminding you to join me for the Wham! Country Christmas Special on Christmas morning from midnight to 2 and again on Christmas morning from 8 to 10. I'll be playing holiday classics from legendary singers like George Strait, Johnny Cash, Dolly Parton, and Roger Miller. You don't want to miss this fantastic show, the Wham! Country Christmas Special on Christmas morning, right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for catching our drift today. We're talking about the Clintons and immigration. And but before we go any farther...
You know, when it comes to the Clintons, there's always so much to talk about.
Oh, my God, yes.
None of it good. None of it.
We could do a five-day-a-week show on the Clintons.
How we blew the opportunity to kill Osama bin Laden on multiple occasions.
Oh,
how,
yeah. Absolutely.
You name it. We could go on and on.
Yeah, we certainly could. Well, let me take care of a little business here. The current January edition is being put together as we speak, and there's still room if you want to advertise in the current newspaper, 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or email me, Gary, at The Daily Drift, and I can get you into the January edition of The Current. Should be a good one. First one of 2014. Christmas is almost – this is our Christmas show. I didn't even think about it.
That's right. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody, because
Christmas
will have come and gone by the time we come back on next Saturday.
Yeah. Well, let's talk to Ken. Ken's making a call. Merry Christmas, Ken. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, and that's why I was calling. I wanted to wish you and all your listeners a very merry Christ-centered Christmas.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, Ken.
Let's not forget what this holiday is all about.
Toys.
Yeah, the reason for this season. Yes, thank you, Ken, for reminding us.
Now, one thing I like to do is I like to sit down with my favorite Bible, and that happens to be my Bible of choice is the King James Bible. And I like to read the Christmas story for Matthew and Luke. I like to read the birth of Jesus, so I keep in focus what Christmas is all about.
Yeah, that's good. You know what? I'm going to do that this year, too, Ken. Thank you for reminding me. I'm going to do that with my son and read something out of the Bible for that. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get caught up in the whole thing of commercialism. They forget what Christmas is.
Yes, they do.
The reason I called, and in addition to wishing everyone a Merry Christmas, I also want to touch on you're talking about the immigration. There cannot be amnesty. These people broke the law.
Hey, Ken, you mean reform.
Need to be deported.
You mean reform, right?
No, we need to deport everyone in this country who came in here illegally.
Oh, that would be racist.
Well, hey, you know, I mean, if someone robbed a bank and 20 years later their kids were to benefit from that money, we'd say no, the money got to go back to the bank. And the same thing with amnesty.
Well, that's a good analogy. I like that.
Yeah. Well, I'll agree with you. I don't know that it's possible or will ever happen. But, you know, for me, the big thing is I don't want to talk about anything until you close the border. Until we can control the border, what's the point of talking about any other laws?
Well, if you want to help the economy, hey, let's hire more people to deport these illegal immigrants.
Good idea. I like that.
Now,
Well, the thing is, when you do that, then the press has a field day with it and does the whole sob story and gets everybody, oh, you can't do that.
Listen,
right?
I have no problem with immigrants. I mean, my grandparents and both sides of my family came here from different countries. And immigrants, hey, that's great, but let's do it legally.
Absolutely.
And so if you come in here illegally, well, you got to go back. Now, if you want to come here legally through proper channels, I'd like to welcome you.
And that's
now,
what this...
here's the thing that's very important to point out, because this gets lost. The people coming in here legally, turns out the overwhelming majority of them are educated.
Right.
College educated. The people that we find coming in here illegally are the uneducated. And I think that has something very important to point out, especially when we talk about the economy, we talk about jobs. Because do we want all these people to come into this country illegally and then end up in the welfare system?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're dead on. As we were talking, they will be parasites. They will be a drag on the economy. And people like Hillary Clinton and her husband Bill believe that that's the only way to grow the economy, because the average American family is only having 1.6 children anymore, and that's like a bad thing.
One thing I keep hearing on a lot of national talk radio programs is people calling in who are from Mexico, who are educated, trying to get into this country legally, and how much trouble they're having. And I think we need to keep that in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, great points, Ken. I appreciate it. And you have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you after the new year.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's take a call from John from Farmington Hills. John, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to both of you. And I'd like to dovetail in off of Ken, if I may.
Sure.
You've got... the immigration system, they say it's broken and we need to fix it. No, it's not broken. We need to enforce the laws that are there. And the other thing is you've got people like Chris Christie just the other day said, well, sometimes we do things that involve the public, and sometimes we do things behind closed doors. And that's what he did. And he granted some kind of tuition relief for the illegal aliens, and so they get to, come here now into that state that he's in and get funded to go to school. And then also the drug dealers in Mexico are saying that they're being oppressed by their people there and that they need to come here to have like a political asylum. And they're letting them in, and they're taking thousands of people to the border because the President Obama put the lady in charge from Mexico that did the movement Maraza, which means the race. He put her in the White House, and she's told all of the border agents, hands off all illegals in all of the border states, their law enforcement system,
right,
hands off. And now they're bringing children directly to the border, and they're taking the children, the Border Patrol people, having to, because of this system they have in place, and hooking them up with the illegal alien people that are here already, So they're taking their kids and bringing the family together, and they're, you got Clinton on that you played, and they're just pushing this. You got Boehner saying it'll be January, and if I want you to know, like Jen's saying, if they get these low information voters from Mexico that can't even speak their native language, let alone a third to a tenth grade education, they will be enticed through the Obamacare. They have motor voter attached to the end of that, and the fellas that they hire, the navigators who are felons, they direct them through all of that, and they're told, look, we're not telling you which way to vote, but don't forget who's giving you Section 8 housing, who's giving you free college, who's giving you food stamps, who's giving you Medicaid, all of this stuff lined up. And so they say, we don't like the Republicans from where we are. They don't like us. They don't want us to have it. We better, and they're going to vote Democrat, and it's going to be a one-party system.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go, then Clinton will get in, and if she gets in for a couple years, we will lose.
Okay. Good points, John. Good points. Well, we're going into hard break, but John, Merry Christmas to you, and hopefully we'll talk to you again next week. And we will see all of you on the other side of the break.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham! Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham! For the latest issues discussed by hosts Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Bay Ronex. They stay tuned in for state and local news with Dan Martin, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business with Wham! Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu at Arlington National Cemetery.
Dina Roller. James Roller.
Pan Am Flight 103 victims remembered 25 years later. The flight left
Heathrow Airport in London, headed to New York, but it exploded over the Scottish town of Lockerbie less than an hour after takeoff. All 259 people on board killed. Many of them were American college students heading home for Christmas.
Fox's Molly Henneberg. J.P. Morgan Chase notifying customers who use debit cards at Target stores during the recent security breach that it's limiting use of cash to withdrawals of $100 a day and purchases totaling $300 a day. This new limit affects roughly 2 million customers, and it doesn't apply to credit cards. Fox News, we report, you decide.
For collateralized personal and business loans, go to the professionals at Pawn to You. Are you paying high interest rates on your credit card debt? Are you having a hard time making those monthly payments? Do you have valuables at home collecting dust? Then let the experts at Pawn to You see if they can turn your valuables into cash at a lower interest rate than you may be paying on your current credit card debt. Pawn to You makes cash loans of any duration backed by your personal or business assets, with no background or credit checks required. Your privacy is guaranteed, and Pawn to You can come to your home or business at your convenience. Email pawnloans@yahoo.com or call 734-389-5228. That's 734-389-5228. Or go to www.pawntoyou.com. That email again is pawnloans@yahoo.com. Or go to the website www.pawn2you.com.
To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown 600% since 2007 because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies a piece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current, at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Okay, and welcome back in studio with me, Brandon Drake.
Great to be here.
Good to be here, absolutely. Derek, thank you again for producing for us.
Sure thing.
There you go. All right, so...
Derek, calm down a little bit.
Sorry, I didn't have my mic potted up. Sorry for the delay.
All right, so
we love you anyway, Derek.
What we do on the show is go over the news of the week and all the things we put on the Daily Drift for you. And you can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com, if you want to put a comment, or you can call us 734-822-1600. You can talk about almost anything you want. We're not married to the agenda we put up for the show every week, but love getting your calls and opinions because it is, after all, your show as well as ours. So one of the reasons I wanted to go, I put this story on the Drift, was why do some of us have such a bad taste in our mouth about illegal aliens? Well, there was a story from Judicial Watch this week. And if you don't know what Judicial Watch is, go to thedailydrift.com, click on the links, and that's one of the websites I go to all the time. It's a great website. It will inform you about information you're not going to get anywhere else.
My first cue is the word illegal.
Yes, absolutely. Well, here's an illegal alien. A state, Northern California, is sued for discrimination. They won't hire an illegal alien who used a fake Social Security. Hmm.
And the company, the employer.
What difference does it make?
Hey, we're going to get back to you, Hillary. We're not done with you.
Very nicely done. Touche.
I said that.
Touche. Yeah, there we go. All right, so here's a good one. This Mexican guy came to the U.S. illegally as a youth, is suing the state agency for discrimination because it refuses to hire him for using the fake Social Security that he's been using for nearly a decade.
That's why we need reform.
To make
that legal.
I guess. And we've been seeing a lot of these lately. I mean, people suing, illegals suing for in-state tuition, like
the gall.
John was just on.
And they get it.
The unmitigated gall. Yes.
And they succeed. How can this be?
Because we are completely off our rocker. You know, I give it up. I'm giving up right now. This is it. I'm all done.
Well,
I just,
you know, if you insist.
Let's just give up and be done with it. Do we have to? I was going to play the cricket chirping.
No. Go ahead. I interrupted you.
Okay. So a man in this case is Victor Guerrero. Came to the U.S. illegally when he was 11. And at the age of 15, he got a job at a restaurant using somebody else's Social Security. Might have been yours. You know, the good thing is maybe you'll get more money when you retire and collect Social Security because he's paying in it as well.
Yeah, the way it's going, maybe I'll be able to collect Social Security when I'm, say, 90 instead of 95.
Well, let me think about it for a minute. Maybe if I sell my Social Security number to a bunch of illegals, they'll start working under my Social Security. I'm going to retire, hopefully, in 20 years. I'll have that much more money built up in Social Security, and I'll get a lot.
Well, they won't buy it because they don't have to. They can just steal it, but you should offer it.
Well, I can offer it. But, you know, does that work that way? If I've got 20 people putting into my Social Security number, do I get that money?
Somehow I doubt it because it sounds too good to be true.
Well, maybe the government should make those people, you know, like, oh, it's serfdom, dude. It's just like in the Middle Ages.
You're a white male. There's no way it's going to happen for you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, anyway, you know what? I'm so through with immigration at this point. I wanted to move on to something else. Immigration.
We don't need no stinking immigration.
We don't need no badges. Let's talk a little bit about global warming. I wanted to hit this for like the last 2 months.
I hope it stays at least 2 degrees warmer out there before I drive home. Because I don't want the freezing rain.
We're going to play Slip Sliding Away when we come back from the next break, right? Because, you know, we laughed about it, but it's going to be true. You know, those of you out there, let's do our little community gig right now. Be careful driving out there today. Wear your seatbelts.
Put your phones away.
Don't tailgate. Put a little extra space between you and the car in front of you.
Use your turn signal.
Yes. And shop carefully. And watch those people in the parking lots, man. You can't trust them.
Turn your brain on.
Yeah. The top seven global warming alarmist setbacks in 2013. Okay, I've been wanting to do this one. The first one, in honor of the 17th year without global warming, this is, of course, the whole reason. 17 years now without global warming. If you go to thedailydrift.com, there's a couple of good stories I put on yesterday.
Might 17 have been this years. Isn't that track. Right around the time that Al Gore invented the internet and global warming?
And global warming.
Okay.
You know, I was thinking this morning as I was going through this, I'm like, you know what, maybe Al Gore is the guy that's pulling the strings on Barack Obama. Al Gore runs everything, dude.
Well, he's part of the elite.
He is.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the king of the Bilderbergs.
No, they wouldn't have him. He's too boring.
Yeah.
Like, oh, not this guy again.
Moron. Studies show that the world was warmer than it is today during the Roman Empire and when the Vikings were plundering Europe. The reason the Vikings were able to settle Greenland, maybe the reason they called it Greenland, was that it was not as icy as it is today. Go figure.
Well, that's because they...
I always wondered that as a child. You look on a map, Iceland and Greenland, Iceland is kind of like where people live, and Greenland is completely covered in snow. Why did they call it Greenland?
Probably a lot of that moss. What's that called?
I'm not buying it, dude. I'm thinking like there was a lot of green there at the time.
Oh, I forget what it's called, but I think the caribou eat it.
Lichen. Moss. Lichen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I don't think the Vikings...
Inuit. There's lots of Inuit chicks there.
I don't think of Vikings as
I always wanted to
lot.
Date an Inuit chick. That's where they're at.
Inuit?
Inuit. I'm into it.
Inuit.
Yeah.
You're into it in Inuit.
Yeah.
You're going to get us in trouble on that. Reason number two. During the second week in December, the U.S. saw more than 2,000 record low temperatures and record snowfalls, according to the National Weather Service. Imagine that. 606 record low temperatures, 1,234 low maximum temperatures. Now they're getting deep into the weeds. That's huge. You know, these people that are talking about the global warming crisis. You know, here's what always bothers me. They talk about carbon, right? I'm not a scientist, but I did have – I stayed at the Holiday Inn Express.
Play one on the radio.
I play one on the radio. Listen, there's no system that's static, right? If we pump more carbon into the atmosphere, what does that do? The plants grow thicker, they make more oxygen, so it'll swing back and forth. But, you know, let's be honest.
Well, that's true to a degree, but now we're cutting it all down for biofuels.
What difference does it make?
That'll never get old.
I'm so glad I came in today.
Me too. Yeah, okay. I almost didn't.
All right, number three. Satellite data shows the polar bears have at least one reason to be happy this year. Arctic sea ice coverage was up 50% this year over last year's record low. Now, and you've seen the maps. I put them on the Daily Drift all the time. Huge. The ice coverage this year is huge. I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, talk about that. You know, they showed that picture of the polar bear riding a tiny little ice floe. That's bunk. Total bunk. There's all kinds of ice.
Was that the same polar bear riding the little tricycle?
Probably.
Okay.
From Barnum and Bailey?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Number four, global cooling is on its way. Maybe that'll be the new scam.
Man, that'd be make a cool drink. Global cooler.
Yeah,
that was the 80s.
That'd be ginger beer and vodka. Oh, no, that's a Moscow mule. Sorry. Okay. According to an increasing number of scientists, including the Germans, they've predicted that based on declining sunspot activity, a natural climate oscillation, that the world is going to cool over the next century. Temperatures will eventually drop to the levels corresponding with the Little Ice Age of 1870. Did we have an ice age in 1870?
I couldn't tell you.
I wasn't here.
They had disco in 1870, but not not the ice age.
Number five, other scientists have been coming around to the global cooling side of things. The BBC reported that Professor Mike Lockwood of the Reading University predicts that at the current rate of decline in solar activity, another Little Ice Age could envelop Northern Europe. Yeah, just like the Little Ice Age in 1870?
The little drummer boy in Northern Europe.
If you got, you know, if you're one of those people who really believes in climate change, please call me. Educate me. Tell me I'm wrong. I don't think we've ever had somebody call in and say, you're wrong, Gary. Climate change is happening. We're all going to be up to our ears in water like Waterworld. Well, Kevin Costner.
Here's what I think, and this is
I like that movie. A lot of people slammed that movie. I thought it was a good movie. Derek, Waterworld? Kevin Costner?
I didn't watch the whole movie, to be honest with you, but when the parts I did see, I wasn't liking it so much.
A lot of swimming.
Naysayer.
Yeah. But you know what? I don't know about man-made global warming or global climate change, but for me, just a very unscientific observation, the weather has been crazy over the last 5-10 years. But that's not to say that we haven't had periods in our recent past that have been just as crazy or crazier. Right, based on what you've just been reading about. Yeah,
the summer before was absolutely fabulous. There wasn't a whole lot of crazy storms. It was beautiful every weekend. I didn't get anything done around the house.
But, I mean, you know, like today, for example, here we are at the end of December, closing in on the end of December, and it's like close to 40 degrees out and raining.
Oh, it's global warming, dude.
That's global warming. But see, when it's super cold, then that's climate change. That's not global warming.
I'm not buying any of it. I think Al Gore is a complete moron.
I think the weather's been volatile. But I'm not going to say that man has caused it. And that's just my unscientific observation.
Well, I'll agree. It's the world does not care about us. It will eliminate us in a heartbeat. You know, one Krakatoa going off will cause temperature fluctuation way more than any millions and billions of pounds of CO2 work excreting into the air. Okay, it's that simple. You remember when Mount St. Helens? I remember when Mount St. Helens. That summer
was
jacked
nuts.
Up.
Yeah.
You know, that was a crazy summer. It was terrible.
Well, I'll tell you when we're going to get global change for sure, global climate change for sure, and that's when the Iranians start doing their nuclear bomb testing.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that one up.
Mushroom clouds, and they start floating over this way.
One more thing before we leave the global climbing.
A winter freeze in July.
21 GOP members of the House Science Committee wrote a letter to the EPA on Thursday, claiming that the agency had muzzled dissenting voices on an outside board meant to check its science. The EPA cannot continue to rush ahead with costly regulations, which they're doing, without allowing time for a real-world look at the science. Because what the EPA is basing their stuff on these UN regulations and everything else. You know, it's crazy.
It's Agenda 21.
Agenda 21. The EPA is going out on a limb to push all kinds of regulations on us for no reason. It doesn't make a lick of sense. You know, why would you do that?
Well, for them it does. It creates their bureaucratic
more bureaucracy, empire. More essential non-essential personnel must be hired. Right.
More pensions to pay.
All right. Well, since we haven't gotten any calls on that, I guess everyone agrees with us. There is no global climate change. Done.
That or they're sleeping.
Oh, yeah. All 10 of them. Yes. All right. Let's move on to hold on. We did get a call from Mark in Grass Lake wants to talk about climate change. Mark, go ahead. Tell us what you got.
Hey, Gary. I would just like to ask these politicians that are always pushing climate change and global warming one question. That being, do you believe that God controls the climate, or that God can control the climate? And if they answer yes, then I'd ask them, well, you know, instead of spending billions of dollars trying to fix things, why don't we just ask the American people to pray and ask God to take care of things? And if they answer no, well, I don't know what my answer for that is.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's one simple way of doing it.
Aren't you guys worried about that little schmuck that's living on some island in the South Pacific that's about 6 inches above sea level? I mean, you know, his days are numbered because of global warming.
Oh, no. We're going to have to go buy him a fur coat because of global cooling, dude.
Well, yeah. I
guess it's a good point, Mark.
He might catch a cold if we have global cooling.
It's a good point, Mark. So, Mark, do you pray for weather change and that kind of stuff, too?
No, I figure God's going to take care of things, and I don't need to worry about it.
That's right.
No rain dances?
I leave it in the hands of the Almighty. Although I did pray today that I could get down here to the station safely before the temperature dropped and put the ice on the roads. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
That's a good thing to do.
Yes, and you know what? I made it. So
yeah, you got here before the climate change.
Yes. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of me on the way down. Awesome. Well, Mark, great call. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
So there you go. Climate change, dude.
Climate change.
Global cooling. I remember, you know, I think I remember back when I was a kid that they worried about the ice age.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Another ice age is coming.
You're right.
You know, these doom and gloomers. It's going to be millions of years before anything really
happens. I can't remember in what context it was, like what was going to cause it, but I kind of remember that too in high school, and also how we were just going to totally run out of oil by like 1980.
Yes. Yeah, that's crazy. I've got a theory on oil. You know what? There was a space probe, one of NASA's, might have been Voyager, right? Went past the moons of Saturn on its way out of the solar system. And they were – I remember this. Someone correct me if they know about it or was wrong. There was hydrocarbon – they found hydrocarbon emissions on one of the moons out there, Ganymede or something. And it was – they likened it to the fact that there was oil, right, on one of the moons. And I thought to myself, well, doesn't oil and coal come from decayed vegetation
and dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs, the whole nine yards. I'm thinking, how is that possible? Well, maybe it doesn't come. Do we know for a fact that all coal and oil and gas came from dead animals and plants that sunk to the bottom of the sea?
I think that's a theory.
I don't know.
You know, when I was a senior in high school, one of the guys that used to sit at the lunch table, we're talking about what we're going to do after graduation, and he was going to go off to some university and become a petroleum engineer. And we all laughed at him because we said, there won't be any oil left. What are you going to engineer? And we kind of believe that. That's how we were taught that the world was running out of oil. It was just a few years away. And then what are we going to do?
Right.
It would be calamity.
Yeah.
Now there's more oil than ever, and it's 30 plus years later.
Yeah, and that guy's probably making $1 million working in the oil.
Yeah, if he followed through on that, he's probably sitting pretty.
All right, well, let's take a look at Obamacare real quick because we're going to run out of time, and I wanted to get to this. Dirty Harry Reid, Senator Harry Reid.
My day.
He's made my day. We're going to play a track. Derek, you got track three down there? This is a CNS reporter asking Dirty Harry Reid if he's going to sign up for Obamacare, and is he going to take the subsidy? Now, bear in mind.
He's not qualified, is he?
Bear in mind, he makes $193,000 salary as a U.S. senator. Let's play that track.
Hi, I'm Penny Starr with CNS News. How are you doing?
Good.
I wondered if you had signed up for a health care plan through the D.C. Exchange.
Yes, I have.
And are you going to accept the subsidy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, why do you think that's the right thing to do?
I'm just like 150 million other people in America.
Mm-hmm.
My employer helps me pay for my health care.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Wait a minute. There's no subsidy for him, is there?
Up to $11,378 is the federal subsidy that these people can collect.
For somebody that makes over $100,000 a year?
Oh, yes.
Doesn't
oh, yes.
That's,
yes.
That makes as much sense as immigration reform.
Well, it's Barack Obama, dude. It's Obamacare. It's not supposed to make sense. It's supposed to make you feel good. It's not about common sense. It's about making you feel good. I feel good about it. No, I don't. I'm lying. I don't feel good at all about it. A provision included in the Affordable Care Act says the only health plans that the federal government may make available to members of Congress and congressional staff with respect to their service as a member of Congress or staff shall be health plans that are I created under this act or an amendment made by this act or offered through an exchange established under this act or an amendment made by this act. Isn't that crazy?
It's time to act.
It's time to act. Call your congressmen and senators and tell them live under the same rules the rest of us do. And, since when did they become our masters? You know, they are public servants. Let's redefine public servant.
Wait a minute. You think that they work for you just because you're paying them?
They do work for us.
No.
They work for us. And shame on us if we're not electing ones who remember that. Obviously, the people in Nevada do not remember that. They keep voting for that jackwagon and putting them into place. $11,000 subsidy for a guy making $100,000. I guess at my salary then, I should be getting a subsidy of about $40,000.
Right, yeah. You should have at least a $30,000 net profit on that deal.
Yes. That's crazy. We're going to skip the second break here. There's no sense in even going into
it. No point.
Let's talk a little bit. I know everyone will want to hit this one. We'll probably get some phone calls. Let's talk about Duck Dynasty. You ever watch Duck Dynasty?
I've never seen it. I know of it, and I know that they have become very successful, and they have like two books in the New York Times bestseller top 10.
It's mind-numbingly entertaining. I've watched, I don't know, man, it's one of those days. You know how you get into it? All of a sudden you watch one, you're sitting on the couch, and then you watch the next one because I want to see what happens. And I'm going to watch the next one. And it's like all these A&E real-life stories, whatever they call them.
Is it Phil Robertson that was the backup quarterback to Terry Bradshaw at Louisiana Lafayette? No, seriously, is it Phil? I know there's a Phil and there's an Uncle Cy or something.
This is Phil, much. Not Uncle Cy.
But Phil was a quarterback, and I guess he was an NFL prospect.
Really?
And he did not want to. Yeah, you thought I was joking, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
No, I'm dead serious. I read this in Terry Bradshaw's one of his biographies, and anyway, this guy, I believe it's Phil, was a great quarterback in college, and he decided to not make himself available for the NFL draft because the NFL games are on Sunday, and that would interfere with his duck hunting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He wanted to keep a simple
dedication,
life.
Dedication, man.
I know it.
That's dedication.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, it's almost as dedicated to me. This takes away my Saturday beer drinking time. I come down here, and I'm dedicated to spend time with you.
Reunited. I knew that would make you laugh.
TMZ, and this is the good thing. All right, because he made the comments. TMZ. I don't remember. I'm not even going to bother quoting him.
Here we go.
He made these comments.
I didn't think I could make this show much lower, and you just did.
Oh, I did.
TMZ.
TMZ.
Okay,
dude, I watch
I'm
TMZ.
All ears. I'm
it's mind-numblingly entertainment. TMZ editor Harvey Levin, whatever.
The guy that's always sipping the Coke?
Yes. Slammed A&E for its dishonesty after the network indefinitely suspended Robertson from Duck Dynasty after his remarks were labeled anti-gay. Levin, who is gay himself, that's what surprised me.
Oh, is he?
I had no idea.
I just thought he was a Coke addict.
Coca-Cola
addict.
See what happens when you read the Daily Drift? I've learned that the guy that heads TMZ is actually gay.
And
idea.
It used to be like...
Doesn't act gay.
Was he on the People's Court or something? As the judge or he did...
He was a reporter, yeah.
On the reporter.
Shows, okay. Yeah.
There you go. See, Derek.
Yeah. From what little I've watched of those court shows, yeah, I've seen them on there.
Dude, you probably have the whole series.
On DVD.
You got the whole series, brother. I know you do. Well, anyway, so Judge Harvey Wapner. Levin, he was on Fox News, I think, yesterday. I saw him. And then, of course, he was tweeting out. And in this, he says, I'm gay and I don't agree with Phil. But he has a right to his beliefs, and it's not hate-based, it's religious. Misdirected, but it's his right. And honestly, it is his right. I mean, if he wants to say that, it's also A&E's right, in my book, to say, well, we're going to suspend you or get rid of your show, whatever.
Right.
But then again, it's the viewer's right to boycott A&E. See, there's always, You know, it's the domino effect.
It's like the
do
Dixie
what you
Chicks.
Do, but there's going to be a consequence down the road.
Right. It's like the Dixie Chicks or any of these other crazy musicians that come out with their political beliefs. You have the right to not go to their concerts,
right,
buy their music. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
And Harvey Levin goes into this because what he's saying is, well, A&E knew about this ahead of time. They've been previous videos. They know what his record is on this subject. And yet they went ahead and suspended him after the GQ interview. Well, they okayed the GQ interview.
Okay, here's my thought. And this is a little conspiracy theory. And I'm usually not the conspiracy theory guy, right? I usually poo-poo on that. But what a marketing campaign this has become for Duck Dynasty. Do you think all this was just kind of planned, or if it wasn't planned, it certainly wasn't frowned on, because now everybody's talking about this show. Yeah. If you hadn't watched the show before, you're just that much more inclined to watch the show. If you hadn't heard of the show before, you've definitely heard of it now, and you might check it out. Ratings, I'll bet, it just go through the roof.
Absolutely. And I said
and
that
the
on
books and all that other crap are going to sell.
Yeah. I said that on Facebook earlier this morning. I said, you know what? Somebody was talking about it, and I had to chime in. I said, they're having a marathon this next week, right? It's going to be the highest ratings ever for A&E.
Yes.
You know, so A&E is probably going to go right to the bank and say, yeah, forget about it. Let's all be family again and get it on.
I'm going to mention Coke again. I mean, the cola. Do you remember when they abandoned their original Coke for new and improved Coke? And then people went crazy, and then they abandoned the new and improved Coke to go back. What a marketing bonanza that was. That was all staged, all planned.
You think?
Absolutely.
Really?
Are you being facetious with me?
No, I'm being honest with you. I thought it was a genuine mistake.
No, I think that was all planned. And it worked.
It's a great marketing concept.
It worked fantastically.
You know, well, I mean, that's...
It became part of our cultural mindset, right? About the controversy, and you couldn't escape it.
I have said that for years. People love controversy. Now, if you haven't read the current newspaper that I'm the editor of, I've been in it since 2007. The current newspaper got as big as it did and grew as big as it did because people loved the controversy. It started out small with a township and some really ugly politics, but people love that. You either love it or you love to hate it, but they just love controversy. I mean, it sells. Yeah, controversy sells.
Right. You can't look away.
You can't. You know, it's that car wreck on the side of the highway. You want to not watch, but you're going to hit the...
Oh, I do. I want to watch. I'm being honest.
I was waiting for Derek to hit the...
Well, we don't want to overkill it.
Yeah. So what's the last thing we want to cover today? Did we want to talk...
I got something for you real quick.
Go.
Okay. Hillary Clinton, white woman, last name is Clinton. That's a major factor in her possibly being the next president. Also, in addition to what I said about people project onto her the, quote, good old times when Bill Clinton was in office. Just like Barack Obama being black, or technically half black, he would not have stood a chance to become president if he was just some white dude, because he had no experience. He had this crazy philosophy.
Absolutely.
He wouldn't have been taken seriously at all.
Absolutely.
Black man in his 40s, kind of the black Kennedy. You know, there was a certain...
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, exactly. So that's part of the Hillary Clinton mystique that we must keep debunking, the myth that why she should be president.
Well, I'm happy to bash her for the next 36 months. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com and stay educated.
See you next week.
See you next week.